Hello.
Good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Well, we will just deep dive in it. We are on the phone with Hope. We're on the phone with Hope Swinemer from Hope for Wildlife, and we had some really crazy storm this past February. Do you guys get more patience when the weather's bad?
We get a lot. Now, the day of the storm, we don't see so much because most everybody's hunkered down and not paying much attention, just trying to keep warm themselves. But the day after the storm and the next few days after that, we get a lot of calls. Just, for example, today alone, from 7 a.m. till now, we've had over a dozen calls.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, animals in distress or just behavioral questions. And animals act a little differently when there's a storm happening and when it's really windy and icy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, we get calls like, oh, there's a deer in our yard and he's laying down and resting. And that's pretty normal behavior. Or ducks will come in a little closer to people's homes and hunker down just in a safe place, a place they feel safe and out of the brunt of the winds and the cold. So you do tend to see more peculiar behaviors. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong, but people will call and often ask about that kind of thing.
Hope, at your facility there, Hope for Wildlife, do you guys have salt pucks?
Salt licks? We do for certain animals, like porcupines really like the salt. White-tailed deer, when we get them in, we have mineral blocks and salt licks. But they don't use them as much as you would think. And we really try and give them a balanced diet so they don't need that extra salt. So, you know, through the winter, not so much. But in the summer, when we start to get our white-tailed deer babies in, we'll get mineral blocks and a little bit of salt sometime.
You mentioned the storm a moment ago, and I'm just kind of realizing here, you're making it sound like you've got some extra salt pucks lying around. We've had a bit of a road salt shortage in the HRM. Can you spare a couple of salt pucks that we can crush up and throw on the driveway?
Well, I got lots of gravel to go on my driveway because I live on a big hill and it gets incredibly icy and slippery. And the farm here kind of sprawls out, so we're up and down that hill trying not to, trip and fall and all that kind of thing. So it's funny, you get animals in, you think, now how am I going to get it up the hill on a day like today? but we're managing. We got the cleats out, so they're working good.
On the phone right now with Hope Swinemer of Hope for Wildlife. Why don't you tell us about your animal sponsorship that provides a year's worth of care for some of the animals and how people can get involved that way?
Absolutely. It's something we started ages ago, and we do it for all different species, and it's kind of fun because sometimes the same people will buy each and every year, and maybe they'll get a different species each and every year. So if you want to sponsor a barred owl or a bobcat or a fawn or an otter, anything you want from the list, and that money goes directly to the care of that species. So it really helps us a lot. It helps us plan. It helps us know, oh, you know, we want to do a renovation on, say, the bobcat unit. We've got, you know, we just had 4 or 5 sponsorships, so that's going to go a long way to help with the enrichment, the medical care, the food of those animals. So it's fun, and it's something we just love to do. People get a little package in the mail when they sponsor, just telling them a bit about the species that they've taken under their wing, so to speak.
You also have your 50-50 going on right now.
We do. We love our hoperaffle.ca, and we love it, especially in the winter. Things do slow down a bit in gift-giving after Christmas. And, you know, we know times are tough for everybody, but if anybody can even would like to buy a 50-50 ticket, if you live in Nova Scotia, you can play. And it's something fun. And we've done it now ever since COVID started. And it's really helped us get through, especially in the hard winter months.
Now, our famous Sullivan geese spend their winters vacationing with you guys. What have they been up to?
Oh, my. I worry so much about them when they're here. Oh. We do love having them, but you worry about them. But they are doing great. When they arrived, we had them in a unit that wasn't quite as big as we normally have them in, but we soon got them out of that unit, and now we have them in the big marine unit. So they have lots of space, and They talk a lot. We hear them hollering all the time. We always say, are they okay? And we go running up and they're just having a conversation. So they're happy getting through the winter. I think it's easier on them than it is on us sometimes. And they have each other. So that's the main thing. You know, it's not as beautiful as the Sullivan's Pond place that's home to them, but we'll get them back there. Usually, I think it's usually around April 1st when we return them.
You're counting down those days.
What do you think? Oh, they're doing good. They're doing good. They're doing good. So they're all having a good winter this year.
Hope Swinimer, Hope for Wildlife. You can check out the website, hopeforwildlife.net, if you'd like to make a donation as well. What's Hope's fun fact for this Wednesday?
I love our fun fact. So I picked one of my favorite critters in the whole world, which is a pine marten. And it kind of fits in with winter because pine martens do not have the ability to store much fat. So you'll never see an overweight pine marten. They're very streamlined and have very little fat on their body. So they have a rough time in the cold winter months.
Oh, I wish we all had that metabolism problem.
I know. It would be kind of neat, wouldn't it?
Last quick question for you before we let you go here, Hope. We got Team Canada, Team USA. Tell me that you're watching the game, that you're ready for the puck to drop, that you're ready to scream, "Oh Canada," at the top of your lungs.
I sure will. Even I, who doesn't take much time to do fun things, I'm going to watch, yes.
I assume that you're going to have it on for your patients, too.
Well, I wonder if they'd get much out of it, but we'll see about that. Maybe the volunteers would like it.
Hope, thank you so much. We always appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.